Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you once again, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, once again with the Anointed Word International Ministries. We're glad to be before you once again, giving God the glory and the praise and the honor for what he has done for us so far. We are so grateful to be able to come into your homes and to come in and to you allow us to just bring to you the Word of God. And I would like to have just a few announcements. The announcement today would be that you know that domestic violence is a cause, and it is something that is going through our nation rapidly, and it is taking lives. But today we are offering you an opportunity to help us save the lives of those that are in dangerous way, in harm's way. You can donate by helping us to stop the raise and the rise of domestic violence. You can donate $1. $1 to the cause to help stop domestic violence. 4,000 women die each year from domestic violence. Every 15 seconds, a woman is abused in this country. So we're asking that you would donate just a dollar. You can go to groundprivatechristian.com, click on the link, and it will take you to the site where you can donate $1. You can donate $1. All of your donations are tax deductible. All donations are tax deductible. So we would appreciate if you can try and help us get these women out of harm's way, get them to whatever they may need at that particular time. We are trying to assist them in any way that we can. And I would appreciate that. You can go to the website, Graham Private Christian. It's called gpchristian.com. And click on the link, and it will take you to PayPal to donate $1. Thank you so much for that. And I also would like to let you know as well that at UAC as well, we do have a Christian high school linked to that same website. If you have any questions, anything you need to know about that, you can give us a call. The numbers is listed on that website. And we do thank you so much for that. We appreciate all that you would do, because we are trying to help and make a difference in the community. Okay, at this time, I'm just going to come to you today because I know that the Word is the Word, and it does not change, it has not changed, it will never change, because the Word is God. The Word is God, and He changes not. He do not change at all. And I'm just so grateful to be before him today and just thanking him to give me the opportunity just to come and just to elaborate and talk with you about the Word of God. And then before, we talked about taking a journey. And today, Father, as we go forth on this journey, go before us, God, that we would go, praise God, in you. And all that we come up against through this journey, in you, Father, we are able to conquer. We are able to, praise God, to go through it, praise God, and come out victoriously. And we are grateful for it. We are grateful for it because we realize, Father, without you, we are nothing and we are nobody. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you for it. I pray that the listeners be blessed. I pray, praise God, that the Word go forth and find them in good health. And I pray that the Word go forth and it is edifying for the listeners, that the Word is edifying and uplifting to those that hear the Word today. If you care to call in as a guest call in, you may dial 914-338-1750 on your phone. You can call in. We can speak with you on the air, and we'll just take it from that point. Amen? Thank you, Father. But today we're going to still talk about a journey because we're on a journey, and this journey, praise God, does not end until the Lord calls us home. And when he calls us home, we have finished our journey. But today we're going to talk about journeying to a powerful prayer life and getting comfortable with God, getting comfortable with God, that we may be able to talk to him and to go to him in any circumstance and go to him and bring our request to him in any circle, with any circumstance. We don't want to feel like we can't talk to God about nothing, and there are certain things that we can talk to him about. I want to let you know, my friend, that you can talk with God about everything and anything. But today we're going to talk to you about getting comfortable with God. Oh, yes, you can get comfortable with God. See, some people want to think you can't, but oh, yes, you can. You can get comfortable with God. And that is because you know your relationship lines up with his word. Mm-hmm. And now listen, this is what we're going to talk about today. And if you were saying, if we were to ask you to describe God in two words today, what would be the word that you would say? Would the words be less, or would you say more? Now, Jesus answered this question when he prayed our Father. He prayed that when we said, who is Jesus to you? He is our Father. Our Father. In Matthew 6 and 9. Now, God is just not an impersonator or a creator of some invisible power like, you know, the Star Wars or the Jeffersons or what have you in those earthly movies. He's not that. God is a loving heavenly Father. When Jesus teaches us to pray, our Father, he reveals we can be comfortable in God's presence. Now, there are some things that we must know and can do so we can know that we are comfortable in his presence and we feel comfortable in his presence. We don't have to feel like we don't belong there, but we can feel like we are there because we are supposed to be there and he has invited us there, okay? So this is what he's saying. He says this. He said, now, if you want to be comfortable with God in my presence, you must address him as your Father, not the man upstairs, not the one upstairs or the man, or who, he is our Father. Okay? Now, the things we must learn, first of all, to get to that point, we must understand that first we can have a family relationship with him. Yes, we can have a family relationship with him. Well, a family relationship is what everybody wants because family is who we love and this is who we want to be around and this is who we want to connect to because we love family. So we can have a family relationship with who? Our Father. Now, God is our Father, you see. And what that means is this. He is a person with whom we can have a relationship. Relationship. Okay? Connect me with him. He's connected with me, and I am connected with him. Okay? We can't have a relationship with some type of object or book or some kind of, you know, different things in the world like a car or your money or your house. You have to have a relationship with a created force. See, we don't have a relationship like somebody from outer space or something. We can have a relationship with a person. But what kind of relationship, though? Now, Jesus tells us, when he used the word Father, he used the word Father, okay? If God is our Father, then who are we? You can't be a child if you don't have a father. You're not a human being if you don't have a father. Doesn't matter whether you had a good father, bad father, whatever you may consider, it is still your Father. And you are his children. Now, we must approach God and speak to him as our Father, not the man upstairs, not the man of the cloth, you know, the man up there, up yonder, none of that. We must treat him and relate to him as our Father, and we are his children, regardless of how many there is, we are still all of God's children. It is very important that we understand that prayer is just not something we do. Prayer is a privilege. It is a privilege. It is a privilege of a family member only. Mm-hmm. Some would say, you know, we're all of the children of God because we are all created by him. However now, but how does Jesus describe that in every religious, in every religious Pharisees, you see, what he described in John, in John 8 and 44, he described to us what he meant. He says, they are the father of the devil. Because, see, the devil have children as well. The devil also give to his children. The devil provides for his children. So what that means is that we must know who our Father is. So you have some parents want the children to call, you know, their stepfather, my father. But you see what it says, step. It didn't say father. So there is something in between that is not connecting them as the full father. And that is the birthright. Okay? So we have to understand that when Jesus said that we are his children, that means that he is our Father, connecting Father in our spirit realm. Now, the Pharisees went to the synagogue. And they went every Sunday. But they didn't lie and cheat and steal, and they didn't commit, you know, adultery. None of these things they said they'd done. But guess what? Even though they tithed it for everything they made, and they gave God, you know, and they gave it to God, but they were not the children of God. They were not the children of God. In John 14 and 6, it said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. They were doing all these outward things, but they was not the children of God. Amen. So what he was saying here now, not everyone called God Father, only those who have been what? Born again, repented of their sins, and accepted him as their Lord, they are the children of God. Therefore, prayer is a family privilege. Though we talk to our Father, you might say, you know, you may say your father name or my father name, but see, we have a relationship with the Father that we connect to. And it called that, we get that through birthright. That is given to us through birthright. And see, that just not, see, God is just not enough, but you may know him by having a caring, compassionate, loving, earthly father. You may have that, and you may want one of those. We all do. Well, as a Christian, you have a perfect one in heaven, and he wants us to talk to him, have a relationship with him as a caring and a loving father. And that is why we have what is commanding in 1 Peter 5 and 7. He said, I would that you catch all your cares on me because I care for you. You don't have to worry about nothing. So getting comfort with God, we must understand we have a family relationship with him. Now, secondly, we can talk intimately with him, calling God the Father seems natural to some of us as we grow up, you see, quoting the Lord's Prayer. But you got to understand the prayer is not made to be recited. It's made to be prayed. And as we get into this, we understand that, see, we have to understand that the Father is in the Old Testament. It's called Father. It's in there so many times, you see. But what he's trying to say to us is this. He's saying, even though the nation of Israel never, on any individual or personal basis, want to accept that as a father. You see, they didn't like that. But the veil in the temple forever remained a Jew that only the high priest could approach God. You see, they had to go through somebody else to get to where we can go walk up to now for ourselves because of the bleeding and the shedding of the blood on the cross of Calvary, see, on the Day of Atonement. So what happens is this. You see, what happened was, it happened to anyone expected that the priest did not accept the priest, you see, who even came near the veil or inside or outside the temple. We're going to do a teaching on that. What was the cause of the tabernacle in the desert? You see, but we're going to do a teaching on that. But he says, tells us in Numbers 18 and 7, when he says they should be put to death, even if they touch the fence, even if they step too close to whatever, they would die. But see, Jesus came that we don't have to go through any of that now. We have the right to the tree of life, you see. And this is why we're saying you must get comfortable with serving our Father. You must have a relationship with serving our Father because our Father is our connection to our salvation. Mm-hmm. It is our connection to our salvation. And you must feel comfortable with him. You see, you must feel comfortable with him. And as he says, too, he said it in Mark. He said it so plainly when he said, you call me Abba. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father is when Jesus prayed and asked God to take away his cup of suffering. And how does he address God? How did he address God with that? He said, Abba, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. He didn't say the man upstairs and the man with the car. He said, Abba, Father, because he had a relationship with God that was very comfortable, and he knew how to get. He knew God, and he would know that if he said this, God would honor it, and it was no disrespect to him. Amen. Amen. And not only that, then we know here And then we find out that, you know, before we can pray God as our Abba Father, we must become His children, as been receiving Him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the only way we're going to get to know who He is. The word Abba comes from the lips of a child, conveying what? Affection. Affection. And the word Father is intelligently comprehended as a relationship and emphasis on God's position and His authority. And where He's saying to us, you ought to have this. I want to give this to you, but there are some conditions. Now, the two things that gives us the holy balance in our view of God, okay, in our view of God, although it is a personal, it is personally uncomfortable calling God daddy. He's not my daddy. He's my Father. And I think, you know, that it's irrelevant to us to say, Daddy, He is my Father. He is Abba Father. And it says this, Abba Father, since we could be addressed as His exactly as God did Jesus when He prayed, Abba Father, Abba Father. Now, the Bible also calls God Father, the dearest Father, oh, Abba Father. You see, it is fundamental in getting comfortable with God and knowing and how to have a relationship and journeying into a powerful prayer life. We have to feel comfortable with something in order to be able to conquer it. Amen. You got to feel comfortable that you can do this and journey into a powerful prayer life. You're feeling good about it now. And this is what he says. And then you talk to God as our Father, meaning we can talk intimately to Him, pour out our heart as a child to Him as a loving Father. You don't have to be afraid to come to God. Well, Lord, I will tell you something. He already knows it. He already knows the thoughts of you. He already knows the thoughts of your heart. That's what he told Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, speak that, say that you're not a child. He said, because I knew when you were placed into the mother's womb. I know your downfalls. I know your upsetting. I know your thoughts are far off even before you think. So why don't you just be honest with God so that you can journey into a powerful, honestly powerful prayer life so that you can get from God what He has to give to you. Okay? So we have to learn how to get comfortable with God. We must learn that. We must be taught to us. Talk to God as the Father. Meaning we talk to Him intimately, pouring out of our heart as a child to get comfortable with God. We must understand we can have a family relationship with Him. We can talk intimately with Him. And the third thing is this. We should yearn to call Him Father. We just want to call Him Father, not Daddy, but Father. Father. We just want to know how to. And see, if we would do this, if we are spiritually healthy children of God, the Bible teaches us that we are yearning to desire to address Him as Abba Father. As Abba Father. And that is a deal to us in Galatians 4:6. Because I am His child. God sent His spirit into my heart. And it cries. It cries. I don't have to make it up. It cries out, Abba. Jesus. It cries out, Abba. 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 Abba Father. It cries out of you. And this is what it does. And He also said to us, one reason for God to give us His Holy Spirit is to remind us that we are the children of God and should therefore desire to address Him as Father. Amen. We must be yearning to address Him as our Father. We must do that without any shadow of a doubt that He is our Father. Because the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit and that I am. I am a child of God. The Romans 8:16, it tells me that my spirit bears witness with His spirit. And it lets me know without a shadow of a doubt. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. I just know because He lets me know that because of the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Nobody has to tell me, do you think? I know. It's like the Spirit bears witness. Come on now. Amen. 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 And when we call God Abba Father, Abba Father, does it mean that we take away from His deity, His majestic? No. His majesty? No. It does not make Him any less of a God. It does not make Him any less of a God when we call Him Abba Father. No, it does not. God, does it mean? No, but it does make our awesomeness God rest, God approachable, and make our us to be become God approachable, to walk into his presence. Abba, Father. Would you walk into the presence of your natural father and don't recognize him? You walk, I remember time, praise God, I used to walk into my mom's house, and we walk in and didn't speak to you. I said, turn around and go back out. Go back out, come back in. We knew what that meant. We walked in and didn't even acknowledge her. Or didn't acknowledge our father. We didn't acknowledge him, and they said, you go back out. You walk into my presence, and you don't speak, or you don't act, don't even recognize me, and you walk in, go back out. And we knew when she looked at us and turned around, we had to go back out. Good evening, Mom. Good evening, Dad. How are you? That was just recognizing and walking into the presence, because they was what? He was approachable presence. It made us, you know, for us to be comfortable with them and walk into their presence. And we was always taught as a child, you walk into nobody's house and do not speak or recognize that person that's in that home at that particular time. And so what we are saying here, it does not make him any less of a God. No. No, but it does make our awesomeness God approachable and enables us to be comfortable with him. Amen. God wants us to approach. He wants his children to approach him, coming to him in love and coming to a loving father. It is only when we understand what it means to call our father, our Abba Father, that we can obey what exhortation he speaks of in Hebrews 4:16. And when he speaks of this in Hebrews 4:16, what does he say about that? Hebrews 4:16. God wants me to become boldly. Come boldly. Don't come scary. You don't have to come acting like, oh, I'm going. No, baby. When you got a relationship with the Father, you can walk over to him and say, Father, here I am. And I come to you just without one plea. Father, just as I am. God, you see my faults. You see my shortcomings. God, you see the mistakes I make in life. God, you saw my sins. You see my iniquities. Father, I'm here, God. Cleanse me. Wash me. Restore me. This is what he's saying. You don't have to be fearful to come to him, because he know who you are. And he know that you're coming to obtain grace. You're coming not as if you own the throne. You're coming humble, expecting to receive something from your father. You see, no kid can get anything from a parent when they come acting as if they ain't grown as the individual themselves. Because the first thing that you know, you're not grown. I'm in here to this. So you have to come humble. But you can come boldly. You can come to the throne of grace as often and as boldly as you want to, so you can obtain mercy and find grace to help you in a time of need. Amen. You can come to God and find grace in a time of need, but there is a way that you must come, and you must get to know how to get into his presence, how to come to him. That you may understand that you can be comfortable with him. You can talk to him about anything. This is some of our problems today. The children can't talk to the parents about anything, because when they figure they're going to get told off or pushed aside, they find a stranger to talk to. And this is why some of our kids are being taken advantage of, because they're not comfortable coming to the parent or talking to the parent about a certain situation. Make it open that they are free to come to you, that they may find help in a time of need. This is why we go to the Father, because we know that he's the one. He's the one that will carry the burden. He's the one that will make it all right. He's the one that will open doors for us when we're going through. He's the one that will give us the strength when we fall weak to the prey. Amen. To get comfortable with God, you must understand you can have a family relationship with him. And not only that, but you can talk intimately to him, and you should yearn to call him Abba Father. You should yearn to call him Abba Father. And if I was you, I would pray this prayer right now. Abba Father, Thank you for being my loving, caring God. Help me to get more comfortable talking to you. You, by remembering in Jesus Christ, I am your child, so I can talk to you as my dear Father. Father, remember me. I can talk intimately with you and pour out my heart anytime and any place that I need to speak to you. I don't have to feel shame because you know my downfall. You know my uprising. You know my shortcomings. For your word declared that, Father, that we have all sinned and come short to the glory. But God, I come to you because I know. I come to you without judgment. And Abba, Father, thank you. And you pour out my heart, that I can pour out my heart anytime, any place. Abba, Father, thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit, who cares for me and causes me to yearn to call you Abba, Father. Father, I pray this prayer honestly in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray this prayer honestly, Father, that I know I can come to you at any cost. I can come to you. At any loss, I can come to you. And you are there with outstretched hands and arms. And I thank you, praise God, that I pray that you are blessed to hear the word of God today. The word of God is so powerful. It's so powerful. Until it can work any miracles that we desire. But we must believe the word of God. It's a hard task. Yes. Because the Bible said, see, the faith is not the things we hope for, it's the things we cannot see. And that's when, praise God, our faith sometimes get a little slack and a little limbo, a little limp, because we're like, I can't see this, and what I need to believe, I can't see it. But it's a journey, and it's a teaching. But we know at any time we fall short, at any time we get slack on the journey, any time we get we lose our focus on the journey, we can always go back to where we first believed, the beginning of the trip, and find out who was in head of the trip in the first place, and how did we get off track by not being able to journey into a powerful prayer life with God, getting to know comfortable with God, making and having a relationship with Him. You know, all of these things, praise God, having a relationship in Him, being able to talk to Him intimately. These are the things that we have to do, being able to yearn to call Him Father. Father, I need you. Father, I can't go anywhere without you. I am nothing without you. Father, I need you. And I thank God, praise God, because we realize today we're nothing without Him. You'll never be anything without Him. You may get to the point that you think you have arrived, but anything that's got without God in it, it will not last. I pray, praise God, that you are blessed today. I pray, praise God, that the word found you, and not that it, praise God, caused you, praise God, to confuse you, but it helped you. And it was something, praise God, that you could focus on throughout the week. And I thank you for listening. I thank you, praise God, for allowing me to come into your home. But remember, God is, and He changed not. Learn to go as you take a journey. Walk with God. Take a journey. Go with God. Know that it is God who loves you and careth for you. Remember, if you find the time, praise God, remember to donate to help the cause of domestic violence, because we know that domestic violence takes lives, not save lives. Until this time next week, I pray that you be blessed. Pray, praise God, you tell your friends about the broadcast. Tell your friends about the domestic violence, donations of $1 to help the cause of domestic violence. We'll be ever so grateful. And we pray for you and yours that throughout this week, the Lord will work miracles, open doors, bring understanding, bring clarity to you and to yours. Until this time next week, this is your radio pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with Anointed Word Ministries. You be blessed. Know that God loves you in any situation, any way. You be blessed. God bless you.